And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. All right. Hey, this is my favorite time.
It's a great time.
It's time for that segment that we love every Thursday called Boomer and McQueen. Hit it! The first time we did this, you didn't wear headphones.
I had no idea what this was.
And your microphone's not on, and that's my fault.
First time. Hey, guys.
You didn't have the headphones on, so you missed all the whoop-whoops the first time.
Yeah, I was missing out. Y'all are holding out on me.
That's good stuff, though. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah?
I'm back from the dead.
Oh, yes, right. You have the seasonal crud.
Very much so. And it took me out for like days. I sound like a man right now.
You do not sound like a man.
Okay, that's good.
Not even a fake man. So. You are not a spokesperson for Budweiser right now. So
I got that going for me.
I just had, by the way, Boomer, one of our texters who asked to remain anonymous actually works as a distribution guy. And part of his distributions is Budweiser. Mm-hmm. And he said it's not been as bad as he thought it might, but it has definitely affected sales.
Well, I'm sure it has.
I mean,
and it might take a little bit of time for it to, I don't know, maybe. I think it might get worse.
Which, by the way, what a segue. That's my first question
there
for
we
y'all.
Go.
Ooh.
So, all right. It. Here's the deal, everybody. In case you didn't know out there in listener land, all you Right Side ruffians, Boomer McQueen, these two right here are two of the folks that helped make all this happen. But they're not only good at what they do in the background, they got opinions. All right, so I like hearing their opinions most of the time. First question, you ready?
Here
I kind of wrote it out. Here's how I wrote it. Cancel culture has sometimes been vindictive, retaliatory, handled badly. A lot of times it's on the left. But now we see things like Budweiser, Kate Spade, and Nike partnering with transgender activists. So how should we as Christians and conservatives respond? That's my question.
Gosh, that's a loaded and tough question.
Yeah. Well,
Boomer, you're
I'll
up first.
Go first. I believe that we should respond. I mean, I'm a conservative and I'm a God-loving Christian. So I'm going to be like, you know what? If I don't want to support those things anymore, I don't have to support them.
So no more 12 packs a night for you.
No more 12 packs a night for me. I mean, you can do so many different things as well. You can make calls to them, to those companies, and you know, voice your opinions. I mean, I don't see why you can't do that.
Yeah. All right.
But I mean, if you don't want to support them anymore, by all means, don't support them. One thing we did actually was we got rid of one of our subscriptions one time because we were not a fan of what they were starting to stream and stuff and what they were putting out there for everyone else just to see on their main displays. And so we got rid of it.
I totally get it. All right. So you're saying make the personal choice. What about calling for it? Like getting out there and saying, everybody ought to join me in boycotting this thing. What do you think about that?
I mean, I'm not one of those people that'll just go out and say that, but I will voice my opinion when asked about it.
Okay. All right. How about you, Miss McQueen?
I have lots of opinions on this, and I'm trying to think of how to say it as concise and clearly as possible. Because I feel like in the past, cancel culture was something that, like, you know, like, gosh, if we all just stopped buying things from something we didn't agree with, like, that it was petty. It used to be petty, whereas now it's become deep moral issues, and I feel like the script is kind of flipped a little bit. And now you see so much of the cancel culture just happening against conservatives, you know, just like, all right, you're conservative, then we cancel you. So I feel like a really unique situation. I am absolutely about like being standing firm for what I believe in. If I don't believe in something, I'm going to speak about it. Hopefully as respect, you know, depending on the situation, you know, but respectful and professionally about it, but I'm going to stand strong for what I believe in and not support things that I'm not okay, like that I don't believe in. I think they're wrong, but I think also, like Boomer just said, we canceled a subscription. Now, as soon as he said that, I was like, you know what? I wish I would have reached out to the CEO about it, though, and said, this is why. I wish I would have put a little bit more voice behind it instead of just saying, I don't like this, so I'm not going to do, or so we're not going to buy from you anymore. I wish I would have said, this is why, this is wrong.
So you would notify him and tell him how you feel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to jump in on that as well. I, like you were saying earlier, I think the way we should do it is in a respectful manner.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not saying go out and do all your big protests, banging on cars blowing things up and let's go knock out windows.
Roger.
Doing it in a respectful manner. That's what we're supposed to do.
You're right. That's scriptural.
Right.
1 Peter 3:15, be ready at all times to give an accounting for the faith that, or the hope that is in you, but do so with gentleness and respect.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
There's as much ministry in how you handle things as just in doing it, period.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I feel like it even goes to like the, you know, you hear sermons so often on like forgiveness or things like that, where like, you know, you're mad at someone or you're holding a grudge and then you say, who's it hurting more, you or them? And it's probably hurting you more. So I feel like going, well, I'm not just going to buy from Nike because of this. We might not really be hurting Nike if we don't actually voice it to them, or we don't have, or other people aren't standing up for what they believe in, you know?
Yeah.
So I just feel like I wish more people would just kind of stand firm for what they believe in and stand strong. So, but I think you have to voice it too.
So I totally agree. And, you know, and I think I question, like, you guys got rid of a subscription you had. I've got a hat at home that I jokingly call it Hat of Hats, because it's the one that, like, if I'm working in the yard, if I'm going somewhere, this hat's been with me so long. And it's just an old black hat that has a Nike swoosh on the front of it. And I just the other day I thought, do I get rid of Hat of Hats? And then I jokingly thought, no, it's my pre-woke hat. You know, it's
the pre-woke.
It's BW. Pre-woke, before woke.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, it's caused me to think, all right, do I want to be seen walking around with a Nike swoosh right now? There are people out there on social media.
As I'm hiding my shoes.
But there's people out there right now, like there's social media videos of women burning their sports bras because Dylan Mulvaney's a dude wearing sports bras. Why would they do that? And then I've seen, how many, Boomer, you've seen them too, Kid Rock going out there.
Oh, man, yes, blowing up those Bud Lights.
I showed you that,
yes,
right?
Yes, you did. That was
fun.
I said, can I post this?
All he was missing was a little Tannerite in there just to blow those suckers
right.
up. All right, good stuff. I think you're right. I mean, I think there's a way to do this. You don't have to be activist. You don't have to be trying to crush it. I think it's a matter of stewardship. I think it's the kind of thing you look at and go, you know what? I can be a witness in pointing this out too.
Mm-hmm.
But then how you handle yourself is just as important as what you say. So,
Yep.
All right. Good stuff, man. That's great stuff. All right. How are we doing on time? We're good on time.
We're good.
I'm going to question number deux.
Let's
all right.
Oh, we're
do
going
it.
French. I don't know French this well. Like dose?
That was, yes. Okay.
Zwei?
Okay, here we go. All right. So, the legislature, the state legislature right now, has got a number of bills going. And we may start this one and keep it going after the break, Boomer. But,
that's probably a good idea.
I'll tell you what. Can we
How about ask it and then let me
we
think
can fit
about
it right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
See,
we can fit at least one of us in right now.
All right. Let's see what happens here. The legislature is considering some bills. They got one that's like no touching your phone while you're in the car. They've got another one that's no vaping with kids present. They've got no smoking in any workplace. And so my question for you is, when is it good government to intervene on things, and when is it just nanny state stuff getting in your business and getting so far down in the weeds with you that they've exceeded their authority? Do we want to wait till after the break for that one?
We can do that. Let's do that, and then
let's
we have plenty of time when
let's
we come back.
Let's take the break a second early. That's it. Is it nanny state, or is it good government?
All right, I'm ready
so
for
we'll
it.
We'll go on to the break.
Can good and government be the same? Yes, they can. They can. But all right, we'll do that. We'll come right back after the break and we'll figure it out. Is it good government or just nanny state crap? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, we're in the segment we call Boomer and McQueen, getting perspective from the two who do the stuff that makes the show work. So here's the deal. The question we asked right before the break, so like the legislature, the state legislature is in session right now, And they've got some bills out there, and I know some of them won't pass. Depends upon, you know, where they are in the agenda items that are being thrown out there. But they're just, wow. Like, one of them is you can't touch your phone while driving. Like, can't have it in your hand at all. Another one is no vaping if children are present. Another one is no smoking in any workplace, which could be inside or outside. You know, I look at it and go, come on. So I'm questioning, though, in y'all's opinion, when is it good government and when is it just nanny state getting in your business and running your life? So you're first this time.
I'm first. All right.
Yay.
Well, my first thought when, woohoo, when I hear all of those, well, I see the benefits to those being laws, you know, to an extent. I definitely can see that. Our priorities are so out of whack. I mean, if this is really like what we're trying to enforce and what we're worried about right now, I just think that's so ridiculous when you look at just the state of that we're in, just in general. But then I think what's scary with it, in it being a nanny state, is we see how quickly things develop and become more and more restrictive. So I'm like, when are they going to say, like, be looking into our house going, you're only supposed to have 4 pieces of chicken. You cannot cook, you know, 5 pieces at dinner time. Like, that's kind of what it feels. It's invasive like that, where it's just going to be the next extreme really quickly.
Yeah. I mean, wow. What do you think?
Stay in your lane, guys. Guys, listen, we are not frogs in a pot that you can just start boiling us and start doing little things to get into our lives and then start trying to control every single thing. Stay in your lane.
Either A, he practiced that, or B, he is really passionate about this.
I'm passionate about this. Stop, guys. Like, any time that somebody's trying to control me, I don't like it.
Yeah, he's like, I am driving, holding my phone. Stay out of here.
I remember hearing stories about you with being told to wear a mask at work.
I didn't, and I quit.
Yeah, ask our family how that went with both of us.
Yeah.
Well, I said, thank you so much. Here you go. And I handed it to him and walked out the door.
Well, I agree.
I don't know which of us felt more strongly about that one, actually.
I agree with y'all on this totally. I mean, I don't know how much I can really add, except I'll try to anyway. The government's role is to provide essential services, and there are things that government has a certain role to do.
Mm-hmm.
But like, to use your phrase, stay in your lane, they're getting out of their lane when they're so busy, and they don't think up the second and third order effects of it. You know, like, okay, how do you enforce don't touch your cell phone? I mean, this stuff it gets ridiculous.
And I think sometimes they're thinking, oh, we're doing a good job because we're trying to protect us.
Safety.
But listen, there's just stay in
again,
your
priorities are out of whack. Yeah.
Well, all right.
So, yeah, there we go.
Okay. All right.
So that's how we feel in our household.
I get it. So I'm not going to tell y'all what shirt to wear or anything. Yeah. I'll be looking for, it won't be Boomer McQueen anymore. I'll have to have, like, you know, Nimrod and Josie in here or something. I don't know what's going to happen. But all right, so this is that part where I sit back in fear and trembling because I have no idea what you're going to ask me. But this is that part where I say, y'all get to ask me any question you want and see if I can find a response. So who's asking me the question this time?
Oh, I'm ready.
Oh, are you?
Yep.
I don't like the look in her eyes.
That scared you.
I don't like the look in her eyes right now, man. Okay. Is that the way it is at home? Like, she gives you that look and you know exactly.
And then I just walk right back out the door.
All right, you're making me sound horrible.
What's your question?
Of course not.
No, I'm not. This is, you know, my goal is never to, like, throw you off. I like to just hear your opinion on things because you just break it down for people like me that just don't. I'm not as smart with this stuff.
She says that.
On the other hand, is like, how can I pull a fast one?
She's about
here?
To say, what is the meaning of life?
Exactly.
All right, what?
No, just what are your thoughts on Tennessee dismissing the Democrats from the state house and then reinstating them after racist pressure?
Oh, okay, so the
the reinstatement. Pressure.
I will say this: the reinstatement came through a different body. So the legislature governed itself. Kick there. There's one
on
the
screen
right now.
There we go.
Yeah. Man, do something with your hair, dude. But anyway, so.
He's doing the best he can.
He's a spokesperson for our hair care product. But anyway, the legislature governed itself. You know, they have their own rules. And by the way, I think a Republican was actually expelled from the Arizona State Senate yesterday.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So it's across party lines.
Mm-hmm.
Like any other organization, if there are rules that you agreed to go by, which, by the way, they have to vote for these rules each quadrennium to go by. If you agree to go by the rules of that body and you willfully choose to violate those rules, and especially like in their case, they actually shut down the proceedings. They couldn't conduct the state's business.
Yeah.
They're not in session every day of the year. They have a limited amount of time to work with. So they had an entire day of legislative assembly that was burned by these folks, you know, doing what they did. So then the legislature did what it did, and they had open and transparent debate. They allowed both sides to speak. They cast a vote, and 2 out of 3 were expelled.
Mm-hmm.
The third one missed it by 1 vote, so she got lucky. And then it became racism. Well, that's crap. But so how do I feel about it? I feel like the legislature...
And more so with the reinstating is kind of what I'm...
Okay, so the
from.
Reinstating thing, that mm-hmm. once again, that's the law of the state, apparently. The law of the state, and I believe it's in. I believe it's while pending a special election, I think is what it is. But the city councils... or the councils presiding over their district, which I don't know what they do in a rural area, I guess county governments, but anyway, was allowed to reinstate, and I think it's pending a special election. In other words, we need representation in the interim. We can't be unrepresented, so we want you. Well, they could have named anybody, but they chose to name those same people again. Well, that's the state law, so fine, but you know what? Those dudes still have an asterisk by their name.
Yeah, they do.
They're still the ones that were kicked out. The fact they got to come back 3 days later, well, okay. That's on the local community, but the state did its part too. So that's how I feel. I think it was a just process, and I think that the expulsion and the reinstatement were both done in accordance with state law, and they were open and transparent. And there's a vote on the record, so I say whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
Let it be. Mm. What question do you have, Boom Shakalaka?
All right. Well, we actually kind of answered my question a little earlier. It was about the guy.
Good. Go to break. With the
yeah, exactly. Information leak. And the question that I was going to ask was, all right, so what do you think about this just being just a cover up for something bigger or deeper? But then you mention, hey, who in the world is over this guy? And if it doesn't start trickling down to those guys.
Oh yeah, we're trickling up. In this
yeah, or, sorry, yeah, trickling up. Then hey, there may be something more to this that we don't know.
Well, and I still
and
think
where's Biden?
Yeah,
like has the White House said anything about this today?
He was asked about it. I heard it when I was driving back in today.
Okay.
He was asked about it, and his response was very casual. Well, I'm really not overly concerned. I mean, I'm concerned that a leak occurred, but I think the information is innocuous now or something like that. And okay, that's your answer, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr.
But
President.
That's what we expect from a guy who kept secret documents in a box next to his Corvette.
Yeah, right? There we go.
But in this case, I think there's more to unpack here. I think this is probably you know what? Here's the deal. This better be the first arrest. The first. Because somehow or another, the kid had access to stuff that whether he was allowed to have the access or not does not at all govern whether or not he was allowed to leave with it, obviously. And he violated protocol. Surely to goodness he had some level of adult supervision in his life because he's only 21 years old, been in since 2019. I would assume he's like an E3, E4. Ain't no way he was in some level of authority to where no one could be there to question him.
Right.
There's somebody in his life with a higher rank that was supposed to have supervisory authority over him. And we're going to find out who that is, I hope.
Yeah.
Here we go. Well, good.
Okay.
Well, I really wanted to get to my stupid story. That's where I wanted
okay.
to get
so I'm talking
trying to hurry
he's
things along.
That's right. Why I was just like, oh, we already did
okay,
it.
Okay, let's end it with stupid story of the week. What you got?
I'm going to go with a man spent $170,000 on leg lengthening surgery to make himself
taller.
You mean like he just wanted to be taller?
He wanted to be
like,
taller, so he spent $170,000. He wanted to be taller, more for work, and also...
How much taller?
For dating purposes.
So how much taller
so he could
is
put
he
on
5 inches.
Wow.
He grew 5 inches?
Wait, so I have a question. Well, so yeah, probably just so like, you know, like on eHarmony or Match, you could like put a different height. But okay, so how do they add inches? Do they add it below the kneecap, above the ankles?
I think it was above the kneecap. They
both?
Actually had pictures, like x-ray pictures on where they added it.
Yeah, but dude, I mean, that's stretching the skins, the blood vessels, the muscles, everything. 5 inches?
$170,000, guys.
$170,000?
Would you do that for $170,000?
We could have done a lot of stuff for Right Side Radio with that money.
Oh, dang.
Oh, boy, needs some counsel. All right, folks, there they are. Boomer, McQueen, love you both. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back with hour number 3.